stuck with me. The scene from that alien film, disturbing like finding a shoe in the woods, when the preacher gets the phone call about his wife. He drives out there to see her. The area where she jogs after work on evenings, the indecisive road cutting through trees. When he finally arrives, the night is a conundrum of police officers, some young, some old, with cheeks dripping off the sides of their faces. And as the preacher's car door coughs shut, one of the rookies is already walking towards him, holding a fistful of bad news. And after informing the preacher that his wife won't be alive much longer, the cop exhales an "I'm sorry," cheap information to the grieving. So the preacher follows the cop to his wife, who's pinned between a truck and a tree. She's still sweating from her jog and smiles as he approaches. And they talk the way lovers forget how to, like they are the only two people alive in this whirlwind of life. The skin of his forehead folds up like linen. He asks her if she feels any pain and she says no, her elbows kissing the edge of the truck's hood like bad table manners. She must know she's gonna die soon, because she then brings up the children, starting from youngest to oldest. A mother, she must close the door on her family, rest assured that her girl drinks her milk, that the boy knows his math. The preacher asks anyone, ask God, if there's anything they can do, knowing that the instant they move that truck, her body will fall to pieces, and so will his faith. And the alien that shows up later in the movie is irrelevant, because now everywhere I go, I see the people I love in the faces of strangers, clinging to the story of this preacher and his wife, the way her body clung to that truck, because at that moment, she understood the paradox of the human struggle, that sometimes the same thing that slowly kills us is exactly the same thing keeping us alive.